It's like,
yeah.
Right?
We're trying to give you the hand.
Hi. Right?
Hello.
Okay. Let's bring the city council meeting for for April 22nd, 2025 to order. City of Bonnie Lake uses machine-assisted live closed captioning. As such, we are unable to guarantee the accuracy, reliability, or performance of this service for the limitations provided by this service. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Now it's time.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Mayor Carter.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Swatman.
Present.
Councilmember Baldwin.
Also present.
Councilmember Davis.
Present.
Councilmember Fullerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hubler.
Here.
Councilmember McClymans.
Present.
And Councilmember Rock.
Here.
We have two agenda modifications. First is to move AB 25-37, which is item H on the consent agenda, to full council issues as item C. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. All approve. Say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Moved. Second modification is to add AB 25-38 to full council issues as item D. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Yeah. Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Very good. Thank you. All right. We do have two proclamations. Just to get me talking here. Whereas 2025 is the 152nd anniversary of Arbor Day, which is observed throughout the nation and the world, and whereas Saturday, April 26th has been set aside as the official Arbor Day in the city of Bonnie Lake, and whereas trees can reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil by wind and water, cut heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean the air, produce life-giving oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife, and whereas trees are a renewable resource giving us paper, wood for homes, and beauty to our community, and whereas trees, wherever they are planted, are a source of joy and renewal, now therefore, I, Terry Carter, Mayor of the City of Bonnie Lake, Washington, do hereby proclaim April 26, 2025 as Arbor Day in the City of Bonnie Lake, and urge all citizens and property owners to celebrate Arbor Day and to support efforts to protect our trees and woodlands and to plant trees to gladden the heart and promote the well-being of this and future generations. All right. And then we have one more. Whereas parks, playgrounds, natural trails, open spaces, community and cultural centers, and historic sites make a community attractive and desirable place to live, work, play, and visit, and contribute to our ongoing economic vitality. And whereas parks are a place where people can reflect, exercise, play, socialize, and have fun. And whereas public parks and open spaces help build a sense of community and are places where everyone is welcome. And whereas numerous jurisdictions, cities, and organizations, including Bonnie Lake, have joined together to create an event that encourages citizens to celebrate the value and enhanced quality of life that parks bring to our communities. And whereas many businesses, benefactors, organizations, and donors have provided sponsorships and donations to support this event and will bring citizens together to support their local parks. And whereas thousands of citizens throughout Pierce County will volunteer their time to clean up and beautify parks and open spaces on Saturday, April 26, 2025. Now therefore, I, Terry Carter, Mayor of the City of Bonnie Lake, Pierce County, Washington, proclaim April 26, 2025 as Parks Appreciation Day and encourage all citizens to celebrate by participating in this event and assisting to clean up and beautify Bonnie Lake's parks, trails, and open spaces. All right, seeing there's no public hearing, we will go on to citizen comments. This is your time to address the council on city business. For those attending virtually, please click the raise hand icon at the top of your screen if you would like to address the council. Anyone with the raised hand icon or who called in, your mics and camera will be enabled. You will need to turn on your video microphones on your end if you are wanting to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person and move to the virtual comments afterwards. You have 5 minutes. When the timer goes off, that is your signal that the 5 minutes is up. State your name and, if you would like, your address for the record, please. Anybody here wants to speak? No? Okay. We'll now start those that are virtual. You have 5 minutes. State your name and, if you would like, your address for the record, please. Is there anybody on there? We have nobody. Okay. I was moving very fast. All right. The city will now disable all video microphones for those attending virtually. We have no correspondence. So next is committee reports. We'll go to the Finance Committee, please.
The Finance Committee did not meet this evening.
All right. Thank you. We'll go to Community Development Committee, please.
Yeah, CDC, we met on April 15th, not May 15th. Sorry. We met it on April 15th, and we had a robust discussion about Allen York Park and whether we should pay for the improvements for the snack shack, and that was on the consent agenda. It has been moved to the full council, so we'll be listening about that tonight. We also had a discussion about the state mandated accessory dwelling units and the amendments that the state is mandating. So we're going to be bringing this particular item back to CDC, I believe, on May 6th. The staff is going to be working on some restrictions that we can place on ADUs or accessory dwelling units within the city limits of Bonnie Lake that would be legal for us to impose if we so choose. And then that will come to council once we've read the amendments and the restrictions that legally we can put on to the ADUs, and then the council will be able to make a decision if that's something they want to do or not. So, and then we, of course, we read our minutes and we adjourned at 5:58.
Right before the meeting.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Public Safety Committee, please.
Public Safety did not meet today. However, we will be meeting next month on Tuesday, May 6th at 3:45 on the second floor in the Justice Center, and the public is welcome.
Great. Do we have any other reports?
Yeah.
Yes, Councilmember Fullerton.
Yeah, I went to PCRC on April 17th, and we approved our minutes. We had some discussion. They brought forward that we have some committees that we, or some, I guess they're committees that we can sign up for as a city. So I was just having a discussion with that. So we have the countywide industrial center checklist, and then the countywide growth center checklist. So these, if we are approved and we're able to get on one of these committees, then we would, it would help us to get like points towards being able to get grants through PCRC and PSRC. At this point, we're not qualified for the industrial one, and there's a possibility that we're going to look into and maybe bring to CDC the growth center, the countywide growth center checklist for Midtown, maybe. So we might bring that to CDC. This paperwork has to be turned in by May 31st, so we'll bring that to the next CDC meeting on May 6th and discuss whether we think we can get on to that, get that checklist filled out properly and get it turned in if it's something we want to do. And then, also, with the CDC, the state mandated ADUs is actually due by July 1st. So if we don't make changes to our regulations before July 1st, then we're going to be stuck with what the state has imposed on us. So that's why that was important. That will be at our next meeting as well. Okay. And that's all I have for you tonight.
Great. Thank you. Any other reports? Councilmember Hubler.
We had our Southtown 911 board meeting on April 16th. There was some discussion had about the 988, which is the crisis line, and people were curious of whether it has enough funding to continue with all the state budget issues that are happening. But it is actually got stable funding, so that will remain in place. So 911 will be able to send people straight to 988, or you can call 988 directly. They are in need of more crisis counselors for 988. So if anybody knows anybody that is interested in helping, it's for people that are in a dire crisis of a mental health or a drug overdose or anything like that, where they need help. So they can call that number. They do have a lot of crisis resources. 911 is hiring, South Sound 911. So if you know anybody that's wanting to be a dispatcher, they are looking for dispatchers right now. And that's pretty much it for that one. And then I have one more. We had our Bonnie Lake High School EdSpec expansion wrap-up meeting tonight. With the additions of classrooms, the bond had promised up to 10 to 12 classrooms for the Bonnie Lake High School expansion. But with the spaces and everything that we've talked about so far, they right now believe they will be able to add up to 19 new learning spaces. That is in addition to new counseling center, so a CIC, which is a career and counseling center, a new administration sites, like where the principal and all the admin are at, and have a full area that's just for student services. So it'll be a three-story building in the front. And they'll be expanding things like the robotics lab. They'll be able to add in 11 gen ed classrooms, 3 science labs, and 4 DLC classrooms within that. So they are very excited that they'll be able to exceed the promise of the $40-some million that they have allotted for the Bonnie Lake High School expansion. That's it.
Would that be a new separate building?
No, it'll actually be, so when you're looking at the front of Bonnie Lake High School, it'll be added into that, and it's going to go down where the there's that parking lot that's right at the front. That will actually be removed, and that will all become new part of the building. Okay. And so it'll all attach to it.
Okay. Thank you. Any other reports? Councilmember Baldwin.
I just wanted to check in with the council to see what your desire was as far as the ordinance that we were talking about in regards to retail theft, of whether you wanted it to be something that we all discussed during a council meeting or if we sent it to public safety. So what would you like to do?
Actually, I've already checked with the deputy mayor, and he asked that we bring it forward to a workshop.
Perfect. Sweet. That's it.
All right. Perfect. All right. The reports. Okay. We now have the consent agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the consent agenda as modified?
So moved. Second.
Perfect. Moved and seconded. All those in favor of the consent agenda as modified, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Very good. All right. We do now have 4 full council issues. Madam Clerk.
This is item A, which is resolution R2520. The council motion would be to authorize the finance director to do a biennial budget adjustment of $475,000 from the cumulative reserve fund designated for police department radio replacements to the 2025 police department budget to fund replacement portable and mobile police radios with Motorola Solutions.
All right. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? No. Okay. All those in favor of resolution R25-20, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Our next item, Madam Clerk.
This is item B, which is motion M2533. The council motion would be to authorize the mayor to sign a contract with Game Time to install play equipment at Allen York Park.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right, moved and seconded. Any discussion? Deputy Mayor Swatman.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank staff and the mayor for getting this finally up to availability to possibly be done if the council so chooses here. It's been a long time coming, and I know a lot of staff has done a lot of work on various aspects of this, trying to get it available for grant options and everything that they had lined up for it. So public will probably, you know, we've heard a lot from them about actually getting it done or doing something out there anyway. So we've had the equipment for a long time, just need to get it installed is my understanding. So it was a good fit with Parks Appreciation Day there. So well done, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Kind of worked out nicely.
Yeah.
Any other? Oh, Mr. Sullivan.
Just want to, for the record, want to note one change to the contract title. When we put this together, we used Game Time. Game Time is the manufacturer, not the installer. So the contract actually with Great Western Recreation, who is actually doing the install. So the contract that will go to the mayor will simply remove Game Time and put Great Western Recreational. So I just want to make sure for the record so that we don't have a need to bring a resolution back to change the name of the company. I'm making it on the record that we will be switching the name of the company. They've already signed the contract. It's not a change in who's doing it, just the name of the company who's doing the work. But it is a change, so we want to make the council aware of that tonight.
Should we motion to
bring that forward?
Make that change? We need to motion to make that change?
No, you just need to approve as amended.
As amended.
Okay. Then, did you have something there?
Councilmember Swatman brought you all up to get on the history, but I just want to recognize Leslie Harris, who looks like she joined us remotely. She was the one who reached out and garnered support from Representative Stokesbury and Representative Robertson to get that grant. Also wanted to thank Jennifer, who put together a contract in a day when we realized that we needed that as part of the strength of our funding. So a big thank you. Spoke with the installer this morning. They have a slot in May. They are ready to go. Nice. And excited to do this, as am I, and our park staff.
Yes. Awesome.
And I think Ken is being humble. He also pushed really, really hard starting in January to get all of the state requirements and strings. So he's being humble. He had a large role to play when this was handed over to him in early January to say, get it done, get it as quick done, and jump through a number of state hoops that we had to do to make the, as we say, make the money real.
Wonderful when so many people are working so hard to give the appreciation to everyone else. Yeah. Right. Everybody did a great job on this. Absolutely. All right.
I got one over here.
Oh, yes. Councilmember Hubler.
Did you say it's going to be installed in May?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. Going from Parks Board to Council and watching that equipment just sit there all these years, this is going to be amazing to see this finally up and usable.
Now, in all transparency, there's an issue, right, Mr. Sullivan?
Might be a small issue when we get it open. We're hearing from the installer that one long lead item is the tiles. So we're going to get them out here to get them started installing it in May. And as soon as the contract is signed, have them order the tiles. But those could take upwards of 12 weeks. And until those tiles are installed, we can't open it because it would be on gravel. But we want to get them going in May to get it installed in case the tiles come in quicker.
Yeah.
That we're not waiting. We're going to push on it and move as fast as we can. But we wanted to be in transparency. I told the mayor, like, this project has had a number of hurdles.
Yes, it is.
Not surprising that there's one more. But it's just the manufacturing, because those weren't things that we had already ordered. The play equipment we have in house, but the tiles we have to order and wait for them to get. So that might be the only thing that pushes an opening out, but not construction.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? Okay. Awesome. Thank you. All in favor of motion M25-33, say aye.
Oh, aye.
As amended. Thank you. And those opposed? All right. Thank you. Madam Clerk, next one.
This is item C, which is motion M2537. The council motion would be to authorize the use of ending fund balance in the Park Capital Improvement Fund to repair the Allen York Park Snack Shack and directing staff to bring back a budget amendment.
Right, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion on this item? Councilmember Hubler.
I wanted this to be pulled off because it is money that we have to amend the budget for. So I would love for Jason to tell us so that the public can hear what the recommendation is and why we need it. I know we need it. I'm not opposed to it. I just want to make sure that the public knows why the money is being spent.
And so we have a snack shack at Allen Yard Park that is open during the summer. It provides mainly those things that I think children are more interested in, cotton, you know, candy, soda pop, ice cream, those types of, I'm also interested in, but I think that the largest consumer of is. And so we don't run it in the winter. It's boarded up, closed down. When we opened it up this spring to start doing walkthroughs to look for new vendors, we realized we had a significant water leak around the air conditioner that caused about $15,000 in damage that will require kind of replacement of some of the trusses as well as some drywall inside the building, also the roof on top of the building because it's a torch down roof. We reached out and got a quote from people that we've done this work with before, and it worked out to about $15,000 in actual construction cost. We did ask for a 20% contingency as part of the budget authorization because anytime you start opening things up, I'm not sure what we're going to find. So you want to have a little bit of a cushion in there just in case once we open everything up. We did bring this to CDC. We presented a number of options to CDC. One is to go forward with the repairs. The second was to demolish the building and quit doing concessionaire services. The third, another option was to demolish it and do food trucks. We had a conversation about that. We don't think that the people that are using the concession stand will then shift to buying $20 and $30 hamburgers and foodstuffs from a food truck. Plus, there would be the need to install some 30-amp circuits to support that. Unproven market, but we wanted to point it out as an option. The last option was to demolish the building and begin building a new concession stand in advance of the park CIP. It is about 15, 20 years out from when we build a new concession stand out there. So the recommendation of the CDC was to spend the money. We typically ROI would get the repairs back within 2 years from what we make off of the snack shack. So the recommendation of CDC was to move forward with the repairs. Our current contract with our current vendor ends at the end of this month. We currently have our responses to our request for proposals for two different groups to take over the concessionaire at the snack shack and also the kayak rental. One of those was a vendor from last year, and then another group that has also kind of requested to take over that operation. We are currently reviewing those leases. Because the lease is under $25,000, and is less than 5 years, it would not be at least coming back to council on their procurement policy, but it was signed administratively. I wanted to make council aware. That's why the urgency is. Lance, in his ability to get things done, has got the contractor scheduled to come out tomorrow to get in the repairs. So because we're trying to get it done before the new vendor takes over, so we're trying to move quickly on this. So that's what here is before the council.
Ms. Sullivan, could you explain really quick why this occurred or what you found?
Yeah, so based on Lance and our facilities looking around and kind of trying to notice where the leak came from, there was an air conditioner unit that was put in
quite a few years ago,
more than 10 years ago probably, and around the seal of that air conditioner, the penetration into the building, it began to leak. Because it's not a building that we go into every single day all winter, unbeknownst to staff, because we winterize the building and we walk away from it. And so we discovered it when we opened the building up for the summer that we had this water leak and this water damage.
Councilmember Baldwin.
I'm certainly not against the repair of this because obviously I purchase items at the snack shack. And I maybe visit there 2 to 3 times in one visit, but anywho. But with that being said, I was curious. You had made the comment about the food trucks, and I'm just curious, but I guess I'm of the belief that people love food trucks. Mm-hmm. Like even because food trucks aren't always a $20 hamburger. You know, maybe it's a Hawaiian ice, maybe it's donut holes or whatever, but That has not been my experience, so I'm just a little, I'm curious.
That was just the discussion at CDC was, we were talking about with someone, you know, I think it was after Councilmember Kleinman that brought up, you know, is someone going to come up there and put a snacks in, and I pay more money at the snacks than I would at the snack shack? Yes, it could be a donut place, it could be a coffee, it could be any of those things. We just don't know if there's a market for it, or if we were to call for food trucks, that we'd actually get anybody. Like, it's a completely unproven thing, so we wanted to throw it out as an option because it's definitely an option. It was actually raised by Director McEwen. Why don't we just do food trucks? And it is an option. We just don't know if it's a proven option that we'd want to spend the money to demo a building and pay for 30-amp circuits without knowing if it would actually come to fruition.
And there were, I think there was also some issues of, would they be there all the time, right? Where the mm-hmm. snack shack is there and it's open and whatnot. And if you don't have a super busy day, that truck might be doing better in a different spot. And so they might move it or whatnot. And, yeah, right. So there's that potential as well.
Mm-hmm. And what's the cost of demolishing the building?
It would probably be right around the cost of doing the repair work. Based on what we're seeing. It's about the same cost for the demolition. We do, if the council does want to test food trucks, we do have a 30-amp circuit for food trucks up at Ballfield 5.
Right.
So if that's something the council would like us to explore as a test market, we can look into whether how we would maybe bring something on at Ballfield 5, and if it's successful, then we would have some more information, but we do have that option. Once the playground gets built, because it's in the same area as the playground.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a 30-amp circuit for food trucks up that location.
Councilor Hubler.
He noted that I didn't think food trucks would be there all the time if it's not busy, and we're going to have to lease a space to specific trucks. So, you know.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember Rock.
I do have a lot of experience with food trucks. I run the Bunny Lake High School food truck alley for football season, and we have them chomping at the door trying to get in for just one game. They make so much money at these events, and this is just a football game. So the food trucks are looking for places to go. Like when I call a food truck, like I'm, you know, working on getting food trucks for the car show and bazaar right now in May. And people want to get their food trucks out there. They want to make money. They are trying to, I mean, more and more of them pop up. And so they're always looking for events. There's coffee trailers. There's, oh man, Filipino food. There's shaved ice. There's so many of them that they do want to be out there, and they are looking, and they're not overly expensive. Like they're less expensive usually than going to the restaurant. So just put that out there.
Councilor Baldwin.
I'm quite the food connoisseur, and so on a real note, if I know that the Hawaiian shave ice truck mm-hmm. is in a location, I will drive all the way to that location.
Yep.
And purchase it there.
Yep. So I've gone to Buckley just for them.
We can explore that. And yeah. You have a 30-amp circuit on Field 5 that
definitely worth exploring. Yeah.
Acres.
Councilor Fullerton.
Yeah, so I'm still thinking we go ahead and fix this snack shack and then go ahead and open up for Ballpark 5 to see how we fare with the food trucks out there once the park is open. And it's not saying that we can't have the food trucks. Mm-hmm. It's just saying that right now, because there really isn't a way for us to kind of go, hey, in the next 1 month, you know, we're going to either tear down this thing and put these amps up. It would still be the end of summer before we could put those things up, I would think. So this way, we're repairing the building. We have the ability to sell the snacks at the snack shack for this year and for the next however many years. And then we could maybe do a test run on Ballpark 5 since we have the equipment that we need for them. And then when it comes time for us to start deciding what we're going to do with Allen York Park when we're remodeling, then we go ahead and make the decision then on those food trucks. I love the idea of food trucks myself too, because of course I'll go anywhere for Hawaiian shave ice myself, but I'm thinking maybe somebody who gets the contract can figure out how smart it would be to actually have a Hawaiian shave ice machine at the snack shack. Hint.
Yes. Councilmember Davis.
Yeah, and I don't think it has to be an either or, right? I mean, it sounds like these are both necessary things. The snack shack gives people a low-cost option to buy snacks at the park, where the food trucks might give somebody who wants to buy a full meal, like a lunch or something, those options too. So I definitely think exploring the food trucks would be a great idea, and in addition to the snack shack, not either or. So.
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Hubler.
And just so you know, like, most of the food trucks are required to bring their own generators, and they're all quiet. So any events that we have at Bonnie Lake High School, they have to bring in all their own stuff and power everything all by themselves. So we don't have to provide any power for them. And yeah, I mean, with that, you could have multiples during a game. Like, you could be like, hey, does somebody want to come out during, you know, Little League baseball games or soccer games or whatever? And you could have a few of them over at Ballpark 5. And you could tell them, one of the things that we do at Bonnie Lake High School is they have to donate 15% of their proceeds from that event to the whichever group is the money is going to for that event.
Hmm. Councilmember Fullerton.
And also for Tunes at Taps, we always have, or Bonnie Lake Days, we've always had the food trucks all along the whole entire park. And they're fueling their own trucks. Yeah, so it might be something to look into. Maybe we can provide some outer space as long as they have their generators. We could kind of do a little test run with that soon and figure that out also.
Councilor Baldwin.
Maybe.
Ballpark 5 sounds great because it may be another location, but really it's not.
Yeah.
You just walk over to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor of motion M25-37, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Madam Clerk, our last item.
This is item D, which is resolution 2538. The council motion would be to authorize the records and disclosure coordinator to attend the Nagara conference in July of 2025.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Councilmember McClymans.
Does a coordinator recognize this as in Oklahoma?
I know, right?
We brought this forward so quick because there is a deadline to accept the scholarship and everything, so we couldn't wait for it to go to finance or anything, and they are paying for the round-trip ticket, so everything else would be paid for through our budget on the clerk's law side.
Okay. Any other discussion? Councilmember Hubler.
Just to clarify, if I'm reading this right, you said it's already part of your current budget, so it wouldn't be additional money?
I would just take it out of our training budget that I have for the clerk's office.
Okay.
But it is out of state, so we have to bring it forward.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor of resolution R25-38, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Very good. All right. There is no executive or closed session, so seeing no more business, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
I don't drink it anymore. One bad
business. You never know.
I may have actually retired because I didn't want to do anymore.
Right.
On that, so I was like,
"Let's go."